안녕하십니까? 고등학교 2학년 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가 안내 방송입니다. 잠시 후 모의대학 수학능력시험 고등학교 2학년 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 방송 담당 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 듣기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, I'd like to make a local call from my room. How do I make one?
Press 9 and then the number you want to call. That's all.
I see. Is there any charge for that?
2번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
How far do we have to go from here to Vancouver?
I guess it will take more than 3 hours from here.
I've been driving for 2 hours. I'm getting tired and sleepy.
3번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, students. Starting today through Thursday, November 2nd, yearbooks will be distributed both during lunch and after school in the cafeteria. Yearbooks will be distributed from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and from 3 to 5 p.m. You must show a photo ID to pick up your yearbook. To confirm that you ordered a yearbook, check your student center account or the bookkeeper's corner for your order. You must pay your fees to the bookkeeper to pick up your yearbook. The cost is $80, cash or credit card. Unclaimed yearbooks that have not been picked up by Thursday afternoon may be sold. See the school website for more details. Thanks.
4번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Charles. Congratulations on becoming the new student council president.
Thank you, Sarah. It's all because of your support and encouragement.
You're welcome. By the way, what are you doing right now?
I'm making suggestion boxes to install on every floor.
Oh, that's one of your main promises, right?
Yes. I'd like to be true to my word and keep my election promises.
That's a good attitude. I know you tried to make promises that you can actually keep.
That's true. And I believe that's why I was elected, so I'm trying to keep my word.
Do you think you can keep all of your promises?
Yes, I'll do everything in my power to keep them. It's my responsibility to do that.
You can say that again.
I think every elected person should do their best to keep their promises.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Mr. Vincent, thank you for taking some time out of your busy schedule to speak with me.
My pleasure, Miss Thompson. Did you enjoy my show tonight?
I did. Your card tricks were the greatest ever. I'd like to write an article about your show. May I ask you some questions?
Sure, go ahead.
Thank you. First, I heard you used to perform in a circus. When did you get out of the circus and start your own magic show?
About 2 years ago. At first, I was afraid of performing on my own, but not anymore.
Next, your tricks seem to be endless. What do you think is the most dangerous one?
Any trick with fire is very dangerous. Whenever I try it, I'm very careful not to be injured.
I see. And one last question. What attracted you to your job?
I love seeing the look of astonishment on people's faces. It's also a great way to meet new people.
Thank you so much, Mr. Vincent. This interview will be published in our magazine next month.
Thank you. What are you looking at, Kate?
The tour guide gave me this map for the Treasure Island Adventure Tour. We're going to visit there tomorrow.
Great. Let me see. Wow, this map looks really interesting.
Yeah. We'll arrive on the northwest side of the island, where we can see the Great Stoneheads.
I see. So we are going to follow the route on the map. Then we'll cross this river by bridge, right?
Right. And after we cross the bridge, we'll see the Great Pyramid.
We're not going to enter the pyramid, are we?
No, we aren't. We'll continue on to the lake to see the big statue of a dragon on a rock that's there.
Good. I'm really looking forward to seeing that.
And our final destination is the cottage on the southwest side of the island.
All right. But I don't see treasure on the map. Doesn't Treasure Island have any treasure?
Yes. The guide said the treasure is buried somewhere near the cottage. After finding the treasure, we can get some rest at the cottage. Good morning, Liam.
Hi, Patricia. You came early. Aren't you tired?
Not at all. Our successful club exhibition made me forget tiredness. Thank you for helping me with everything.
You're welcome. We all worked well as a team.
I agree. Jack really worked hard visiting the neighboring schools to promote our club exhibition.
He did a good job. And Mary and Ted bought all the supplies we needed for the exhibition and carried them to our club room.
It was a tough job, but they did well. Don't forget about Brian. He posted notices about our exhibition on all the walls.
Yeah, that was one of the hardest things to do. Oh, we have to take those notices down today.
I know. That's why I came early. I don't want to ruin our successful club exhibition with a poor ending.
Wow, you're showing what a club leader should be like. I can help you with that.
Thanks, but that's okay. I can handle it myself. I'm going to do it right now. Hello.
Hey, Judy, it's David. Did you finish your science report?
Yes, I did. I already submitted it to Mr. Smith. How about you?
I'm still writing mine. It'll be done soon, though.
Good luck to you. By the way, are you calling me just to ask about my science report?
No, I want to know if you want soccer tickets for this Saturday. I have 2 tickets, but unfortunately I can't go.
Soccer tickets? Of course, yes. But why can't you go? Is it because of your science report?
No, I have to attend my cousin's wedding. Maybe you can go there with someone else.
Yeah, I think John can go with me.
Good. I'll give you the tickets tomorrow at school.
Thanks. See you at school tomorrow.
(9번) 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
May I help you?
Yes, I'd like to have my jacket and coat dry cleaned.
Okay, let me see. Both are 100% pure wool, aren't they?
Yes, they are. How much will it cost to have them cleaned?
The jacket will be $10 and the coat will be $15.
I see. And can you shorten the sleeves of the coat?
Yes, I can. How much do you want to shorten them?
About 2 centimeters. I pinned the sleeves of the coat where I want the changes to be made.
I see. The coat is lined, so I have to charge a little more than I would for a regular item. It'll cost $20.
I see. Can I use this $5 off coupon?
Let me see. Yes, you can.
Good. I'll pay in cash.
10번. 대화를 듣고 테니스 대회에 관해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Jake, I heard you're going to enter the tennis tournament. Is that right?
Yes, I'm going to team up with Justin.
Great! You and Justin are always good partners.
Thank you for saying so.
When is the tournament being held?
It will be held on October 22nd.
That's 2 weeks away. Where will it take place?
It will be at the student gymnasium.
Are you going to get promoted to Group A, the highest level, if you win the tournament?
Yes. I heard that the 2 competing teams in the final match will be promoted to Group A.
I see. What about the prizes? Do you get a cash prize plus a tennis racket?
Yes, if we take first place. The second place winners only get a tennis racket.
Cool. I hope you can win both the cash prize and the tennis racket.
Thanks. I'll do my best.
11번. 메인 시푸드 쿠킹 콘테스트에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello everyone, I'm Martin Lewis, manager of the Main Community Center. Each year, amateur chefs compete in the annual Main Seafood Cooking Contest. Amateur chefs, aged 18 and older, are welcome to compete in this popular event. A panel of 7 judges will select the winners based on creativity, suitability of the seafood to the recipe, and simplicity. The recipe can be any dish, but they must contain seafood found in Maine waters. The contest begins at 9 a.m. on Friday, November 3rd, 2017. Judging begins at 11:30 a.m., with prizes announced and awarded around 12:30 p.m. Prize money will be awarded to the first, second, and third place winners. First prize is $200. Second prize is $125, and third prize is $75. For additional contest details, contact Celia Knight by email at celia@mainecc.org.
12번 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 남자가 신청할 여행 프로그램을 고르시오.
Chris, what are you looking at?
A brochure that introduces East Coast expeditions. Mom, may I go on one of the expeditions here?
Yes, you may. All of these activities look interesting.
Thanks, Mom. Please help me choose one.
Okay. The 10-day tour seems too long, don't you think so?
Yes. It's my first time to go on an expedition. 5 or 7 days will be better for me.
Good. And among these activities, is there any activity you really want to do?
Backpacking. I've always envied my friends who have done it. I'll choose one that includes backpacking.
I see. Let's cross this out then. Boston is definitely closer to our home than Seattle.
Right. It'll be better to choose an expedition that begins and ends in Boston.
Then you should choose this one, since you're only 13 years old.
Yeah. All right, Mom. I'll sign up for that one.
(13번) 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Anderson. What are you doing with your computer?
I've been trying hard to pick out a cool gift for Mary for her birthday.
That's been challenging for me, too. Why don't we choose something together?
Great. Two heads are better than one.
Then let's think about what she likes to do. That might help us pick something out.
She seems to really enjoy listening to music, getting skincare treatments, and going to the movies.
Maybe we could get her some concert tickets. Do you know anyone who would know what concert she might like going to?
I think that her roommate, Malia, could give us some suggestions.
Malia definitely could help us in that matter. She knows Mary very well.
Then I'll talk to Malia this afternoon after class and ask her about it. What do you think?
14번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, where is Peter? Is he in his room?
No, he went out to play baseball with his friends.
He seems to spend most of his time playing outside. I'm worried that he's not studying hard enough these days.
Honey, he's a 10-year-old boy who is full of energy. If he has to sit and study all day long, he'll go crazy.
I know what you mean. I just don't want him to neglect his studies.
I agree, but you don't need to worry about him. He's studying hard at school and doing homework every day.
I think it's hard to keep a balance between studying and playing.
I think so too, but I believe that children need to play. Playing is their way of learning. Also, a happy child has strength to go through anything.
Right. You know, I've always had the same thinking as you, but these days I'm a little concerned about his academic performance.
Honey, we have to be consistent in our parenting style.
15번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 매기가 찰스에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Maggie and Charles are members of the same book club. As Charles didn't come to the club meeting yesterday, Maggie gives him a call today to ask why he wasn't there. Charles tells her that his cousin from France has been staying at his home since last week, and he has had to guide him around the city. Maggie has been learning French for 2 years and she is interested in having a conversation in French. So she asks Charles how long his cousin will be staying in their city. Charles answers that his cousin will stay with him for a few more days and that they'll be going to the National Museum this afternoon. Maggie thinks that going with them would give her a good opportunity to talk in French. In this situation, what would Maggie most likely say to Charles?
Sports.
We all know and love them. They bring us joy. They bring us sorrow. Sports are part of our lives. We spend time playing sports as a leisure activity. As a natural result, we go through sports injuries. You don't welcome sports injuries, do you? Today, I'd like to talk about the most common sports injuries we're subject to. Ankle sprains are one of the most common sporting injuries. Sports that require jumping, turning, and twisting movements like basketball and volleyball, and sports that require explosive changes of direction like soccer and hockey, are particularly vulnerable to ankle sprains. Knee injuries are one of the most common reasons we see our doctors. About 55% of all sports injuries are knee injuries. Tennis elbow is another common reason that we see our doctors for elbow pain. It can pop up in people of any age and usually develops over time, mainly because of repetitive motions. Finally, we must also mention injuries from falling. From the time that we're young until the end of our lives, we're most likely to injure ourselves while engaged in sports. In our next class, I'll talk about how to prevent these injuries.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Sports. We all know and love them. They bring us joy. They bring us sorrow. Sports are part of our lives. We spend time playing sports as a leisure activity. As a natural result, we go through sports injuries. You don't welcome sports injuries, do you? Today, I'd like to talk about the most common sports injuries we're subject to. Ankle sprains are one of the most common sporting injuries. Sports that require jumping, turning, and twisting movements like basketball and volleyball, and sports that require explosive changes of direction like soccer and hockey, are particularly vulnerable to ankle sprains. Knee injuries are one of the most common reasons we see our doctors. About 55% of all sports injuries are knee injuries. Tennis elbow is another common reason that we see our doctors for elbow pain. It can pop up in people of any age and usually develops over time, mainly because of repetitive motions. Finally, we must also mention injuries from falling. From the time that we're young until the end of our lives, we're most likely to injure ourselves while engaged in sports. In our next class, I'll talk about how to prevent these injuries.
16번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (18번) 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.